This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so my soul, sir.
It's the E-Square Podcast.
Chicago in the house. Fire man. Go.
All right. Are we recording? I'm Easy Mode. It's the E-Square Podcast. And today we got two of my good friends, returning guests to the show. We got Fireman and my dog Dawson. Yes, how sir. You guys doing, man?
What's good?
Welcome back, man. It's been a couple months or shit, damn near a year since both of you guys probably came on the show.
Yeah, I would say so.
Time flies. A lot has changed.
You can't stop the rain.
Yeah, that's how we feel it tonight. Hey, man. First of all, I just want to, you know, give you guys a round of applause, man. You know, publicly, I know you're getting a lot of flowers behind closed doors and on social media and all that. But, you know, I've congratulated both of you individually. But I just want to say that on my show, man. The inspiration that you guys have, you know, influenced a lot of people that worked with you still on the come up. It's like, yes, like, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that you guys are still in touch with, you know, up and comers and all this shit is like, it means a lot, man. So let's toast up to that, bro. To you guys, to your accomplishments, you know what I'm saying? To the future.
Yes, sir.
So how do you guys feel, man? After all this craziness, after all this madness, things are kind of like settling down a little bit, or like what's going on in the lives of, you know, are you platinum? Is it platinum yet or no?
I mean, we could just say yeah, but I don't
yeah,
know.
It's gonna be there. Yeah,
it's gonna be, yeah.
Yeah, plaques on the way for sure.
Shit, I mean, I feel great. I mean,
more plaques than a motherfucker that don't brush their teeth.
Facts.
Need a new dentist.
Yeah, facts. but yeah, that's how you feel.
I feel great. I mean, can't complain. Life is awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Chilling. Taking my time with shit, you know. Mm-hmm. Not in a rush to really do anything or, you know, just working, doing the same thing, you know.
Yeah, it's been kind of weird for you.
It's a little weird, you know, to like leave for a month and come back and then not have to say anything to anybody and everybody's just like, "Oh my God, congratulations." It's like, damn, it's like the whole
everybody
world
knew what
feels
she was
like,
doing.
Yeah, it's like it was like, yeah, it's a little peculiar. Yeah, it's just like,
yeah, it's like you're just around and like just soaking it in.
Yeah, it's different for sure.
How you feel, Fire?
Same thing Shorty just said, like, disappeared off for like 50 some days away from everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just came out of that. And a lot of people ain't know where I was at or what I was doing. But then after a while, they started knowing what I was doing, where I was at. And it was just a bunch of people coming out the woodwork.
Mm-hmm.
My text flooded. All my inboxes flooded. Had to get a new email.
Mm.
Everything. Getting all them fake scam ass emails. People hitting me up in my emails or something like, excuse me, this is Mike Dean. And can you by chance send that thing, remember?
Yeah.
Trying to get me to, you feel me?
Yeah, send over files and shit. Yeah.
You click the link and,
you know, mm-hmm. Maybe something bad will happen to your life. Maybe you'll just die right on the spot.
Yeah, don't click no links,
maybe
bro.
It's a super virus. Worse than the corona.
Yeah, facts, bro. That's beautiful, man. Is that, but it's got to be like a mix of emotions, right? Because like you said, all these people coming out of the woodworks, trying to like pull at you, trying to, you know, probably even people that you knew before might start treating you a little different. Have you dealt with that too, or
some relationship problems, and things like that. Some people kind of like took a hard time with the fact that we was super zoned out.
Mm-hmm.
We disappeared off Earth mentally too, not just physically. We had to really give ourselves to this process and really give it our all. We was in this bitch waking up, going to sleep about this.
Yeah.
And some people couldn't handle that. Mm-hmm. They wanted that same level of attention when you wasn't doing that. Mm-hmm. But one thing I noticed too, like, I say that I was the most productive that I ever been in my whole life during the time of disappeared off from everybody. So that gotta say something.
Yeah.
So I'm like learning that maybe when I go and do my own projects or different things like that, I need to take more of that approach.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. It's like, how come you can do that stuff for Kanye or other people, but you might not want to exactly go that far into it for yourself? The only other time I had that experience when we was in Zoo Labs, shout out to Zoo Labs up in Oakland.
Shout out to Zoo Labs, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the closest I've had to that type of thing, working with Malik Youssef.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can accomplish when you cut out distractions, huh? Because it's really just a phone, huh?
Yeah, and like you said, like, you had just said ups and downs, and I felt like there was a, like, probably about a week period where I, like, just felt kind of down. Like, everything around me is moving.
Get a little closer.
Everything's great. You know, everything around me is moving, and, like, life is good. You know, I can't complain. But I feel like, you know how, like, you get, like, post-festival depression or, like, you know, some people get that shit. It was, like, you know, just this whole month of my life, you know, just giving my all, everything. I get back, and then the same night I get back, the next day, the album drops. So it was just, like, just lit after that. Now, you know, you're celebrating the album drop and everything like that. So it was just like, I feel like so much dopamine, you know, and like, I wasn't expecting to go on that live, and now it's like this clout shit, whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you really see that shit take effect. Like, you're checking your phone all the time. It's literally just hits of dopamine over and over and over again. And I don't know what happened. I felt like after it was probably about like a week where I was just like, I kind of just ducked off. I wasn't really talking to nobody, just kind of chill and like, let me just get my mind right, you know?
Yeah.
You know, went to Idaho, went to like a little cabin thing and shit like that, just to just kind of like let go and just be away from everything for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Disconnect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's important. I mean, I guess you get a little taste of why celebrities like, you know, go into depression and go crazy and shit, you know, because of that kind of shit.
And this is just a little taste of that. It's like, so I imagine for celebrities,
Yeah, facts. So do you guys want to like be a celebrity now after experiencing getting this little taste or, you know, or...
I'd rather be known by all the right people instead of the world. You know what I mean? I don't really care if just some random person like knows me or whatever, like it's cool, but I'd rather be known by all the right people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
I think I just now started like even really just accepting that that's kind of the lane that I'm going in.
Yeah.
It really kind of go against my nature just as a human. But at the same time, like in order for me to get my ideas out and become just my own marketing.
Yeah, you're your own brand.
Billboard.
Yeah.
Then I got to get that. I got to go ahead and continue to let go. Because for me, it's like the whole celebrity aspect and all the clout, all that type of stuff. It's not something that I ever have to try to go towards. It's just me just letting go and letting it happen. And I always was very guarded and to the point where I wasn't letting it happen on purpose. Like I have a huge song or something that everybody making hella fans and million views and stuff. And then I just like wait hella long to do the video.
I
used to prefer people to like my work more or know my work, but necessarily not know me. I wanted to still be able to walk in Walmart. But still also have, you feel me, this or that going on. But I'm losing that desire at this point. I'm letting go. And I'm going to go ahead and
accept whatever.
Out my cocoon.
Just let it happen.
Accept whatever's coming to you. Because you're an artist, so you know, it's like that's something that anybody in the limelight, they got to give up. You know, it's like,
you know, I was fluctuating between like behind the scenes and being an artist. You know, I took a long hiatus off that and was just producing records and writing songs for other people. So it's like now all of that stuff is crossing together like at this time. Like,
yeah,
it ain't one or the other now. Now it's like all coming together. Like,
So what do you enjoy more though? Do you enjoy being behind the scenes, writing and, you know, contributing creatively behind the scenes? Or do you like being the artist?
My favorite part is the live shows.
Performing.
If anybody ever been to any of my live shows, that shit is always through the roof, to the moon.
Yes, sir.
Like, that's what I'm into. I'm into touching my fans. Pause. No R. Kelly shit.
Yeah, I hope not, bro.
I'm really into just, like, really, like, interacting with my fans and really just getting around them, and they get around me to get that gratification from being in a studio and then seeing it go live and seeing it in person.
Yeah.
Seeing them sing the lyrics, be like, go! And then they sing it or something. That's my favorite part.
Facts,
And the music videos and all that type stuff.
Yeah, creating is just, you know, once you caught that bug and you want to be a creator, like, that's the only thing that can really satisfy you, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? So let's this whole Donda situation, let's touch on this real quick. So how did this whole, how did you guys get involved? What was the storyline? Like, how did this come to fruition? How did you guys get in the room?
I mean, it starts with you, so.
Well, how I got on, you said, how did I get involved with Donda at all?
Yeah.
Well, I've been working with Kanye and all of them for about maybe like I've been around that circle for probably like six years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kanye, Malik Yousef, I rock with them people. Malik Yousef really mainly brought me around the whole circle. Mm-hmm. And then I rock with Kanye, I rock with Malik, I rock with Sahi, I rock with everybody that's in that circle.
Mm-hmm.
Boogs and, you know what I'm saying, 88 Keys. I done some projects with 88 Keys as well, Vic Mensa stuff. That's how I kind of like became, know who that is. Mm-hmm. We did the autobiography, so it's like we've been on some things together in the past. And so I got a chance to really connect with all those guys. And then, you know, obviously me and Dawson, you know, like we all got our own thing going on. We got our own alliances anyway. Like we got our own Alliance Junction Sound. We got our own, you know what I'm saying, Tribe, HOF, Hits Only Family. So it was like just through those type of connections in our own alliances, you know, we made certain pacts years and years ago, and we ain't doing nothing but holding to it, really.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, a lot of people that's rappers or producers or artists, they'll be like making certain pacts with engineers or producers or they directors or people like that, which is the people that really is responsible for them even being who they is or being on for real.
Right.
Because really, niggas that sound like Ice JJ Fish or something without them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they'll be coming in with them. Usually a lot of the most talented people probably be broke or not as much access to stuff. And they lean on those people. Mm-hmm. You know, they get to saying like, yeah, we going to telling you, bro. I'm telling you, G. I'm sure you heard that a million times.
Oh, a million times.
I'm telling you, bro. All we got to do, mm-hmm. all we got to do is you give me free studio time.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, bro, soon as I pop, we out of here.
Mm-hmm.
All you gotta
do,
I'm taking you with me, gang.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is just give me some free beats, mm-hmm. and I ain't gonna pay you because I can't right now. But on God, we're out of there. Mm-hmm. You know what they do as soon as it happens?
Forget about
pew!
It.
Yeah, cut you out. Mm-hmm. Don't give you the credit. Don't give you the pub. Act like it never happened. Call the amnesia. We don't do that over here at HOF. Yeah. We don't do that. We really just loyal to the soil.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like what that was. It was just loyalty. Like, bro is a very loyal person. I'm a very loyal person.
And you guys been rocking for a long time now.
Yeah. We've been rocking since like 2017.
Mm.
He's probably one of the first, actually, yeah, the first artist who I decided to kind of like work with on that level.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It's way better, like, when this kind of thing happens.
Way better.
When something like this happens and it's like, you know, like dreams come true and all this.
Absolutely.
And then you
now
get
we're getting our first plaque together. Yeah, like, bro. That's crazy. That's like fulfilling to me. You know what I mean?
And you guys and started like
putting on HOF Junction Sound, like to hang that shit up in a studio that we built. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's everything.
That is, it's a beautiful story, bro.
Oh my God.
Gave me chills right now.
It's
bro.
Crazy. Yeah. It's absolutely crazy. And I believe in that shit. Just the power of like just believing that you're there or that it's possible and just continuously just working towards that shit, just doing your best, you know what I mean? Like, doesn't matter how it's gonna happen, because like you're not gonna figure that out. Just know that it can happen and it will happen if you literally apply yourself with mm-hmm. that, with that kind of fate, you know what I mean? Because I feel like I kind of want to tell the story just of like how I feel like it came about for me, because I feel like it was just a bunch of little moments that happened that made me feel like, yeah, like this shit is possible. Until mm-hmm. to come to this moment, like I feel like working with Ye was like something that was been written in since I started because it was like, okay, I moved to Hawaii. That's where I found music. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I found this artist named Pri, who was put on by Tasho Pierce. Tasho Pierce is a writer for Ye.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Tasho. That's my boy.
Shout out to Tasho Pierce. I met Tasho Pierce through Pri, and then he had a verse from Malik Yousef. This was like in the beginning of 2016. And that's when I first heard about Malik Yousef. And then I started doing my research on him, and I realized, damn, like, his name is on fucking every Kanye album, on damn near every song and stuff like that. And I just kept saying his name. It was like almost like I, like, summoned him. I'm just like, Malik Yousef, Malik Yousef, Malik Yousef.
Candy
Malik
man, Yousef.
Manifestation, bro.
And then, boom, you know, I met Tenez, Junction Sound, started Junction Sound. Met this super incredible talented artist, True Star, who introduced me to Fireman. Shout out to True. Mm. And then, you know, Fire introduced me to Malik. I started working with Malik. We started going to Zoo Labs, and like that started my journey there. And then, you know, it was that moment. And then right after working with Tasho Pierce, Ye had dropped the track list for The Life of Pablo, which was called Swish at the time. He like wrote it on a piece of paper, wrote the track list on a piece of paper. Everybody's coming to the studio. They're signing the piece of paper. And Ye has another engineer, Andrew Dawson, who I'm most recently getting like mistaken for.
Yeah, what? That's crazy.
And so he signed the bottom of the paper A. Dawson. And then like and then I like screenshotted it.
Yeah, your name's Alejandro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Got the same name and initials. So
that's
like
crazy.
So I took a screenshot of it and I posted it on my Instagram, like, oh, we out here working, just clowning.
Catfishing,
trolling and shit. And like when I posted it, people were like, oh my God, that's so dope. Congratulations. I just got done working with Tasha Pierce, so like it seemed really believable.
You know what I mean? It made sense,
Yeah, and like when people started congratulating me, I got this weird sense of like this feeling of like it almost felt real. Like it really felt real. And I was like, damn, it's really just handshakes away, you know what I mean?
At that moment,
I knew like, damn, it really is possible. And then I met Malik, I met Faya, and then we started working together. And then, you know, I worked with Faya Man on Ye, and you know, Ye. The album, Ye. Fireman worked on that project, and I got to assist on that one. There's another situation that happened 2019 Thanksgiving that I can't speak about yet because I want it to still come to fruition. But it was another situation exactly like that, including Ye as an artist. There was that moment, and then after that, I get brought in by Fireman to work on Donda. So it was like there was just all these little moments, you know what I mean, that happened that had to pertain with Kanye that like led up to this. Yeah. Situation. So for me, like,
it was,
you know, and not only that, like, I literally had an actual dream a month before working with Kanye that I'm in a hotel conference room. I used to do stagehand and stuff like that for like hotel conference room setup, sound and all that shit. And that's what I'm doing in the dream. And I like stand up and I'm like in a circle with all of like people I used to work with, like in my like regular old 9-to-5 jobs, like managers and stuff like that, and like employees. And like in the corner of my eye, I see Ye. Like just walking towards me, just making a beeline straight towards me, and I'm kind of like looking around, like, like Drewski, like, Sure enough, he walked straight up to me and he asked me for help to look for somebody, and like we're in a hotel conference room, and then a month later, I'm in a hotel conference room helping Kanye.
Yeah.
And when I like after the first
can't
night,
make it up.
No, I swear to God, after that first night, and I went home and I'm telling Angel about it, and like, yeah, I literally just goosebumps down my whole body. And like,
came to
the realization, I was like, I literally dreamt this shit. Like, for real. Like,
yikes.
Good music.
Yikes.
Getting out our dreams. Like, God, bro.
Yeah.
On God. Praise God for real, bro.
It's
crazy. And not only that, sorry.
No, go
but
ahead.
Like, August 5th, 2014 is the day I moved to Vegas to pursue audio engineering. August 5th, 2021, I'm literally on live stream recording Donda, Kanye's 10th album. Full circle moment in exact 7 years.
Yeah.
And then you're in this position and all this music's about God and like praise God and like you can't help but feel like I'm meant to be here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we're fucking chosen. Like we were meant to be in this position. And like you just gotta know that and move like that.
Facts.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Does that make you think about the supernatural? Like energy or just manifestation.
Yeah, that's why I explained that whole story. Yeah, because I do believe in that. I firmly believe in that. And now I have the actual proof.
Facts.
Yeah.
I mean, even
it's
when
real.
You
it's fucking real.
It open the Quran. Yeah. The first thing it says is, "This is for the mindful who believe in the unseen." All right. That's fact.
That's something key too that I realized too. It's the unseen. It's like things are gonna happen in a way that you can't imagine.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool to like, you know, like I'm trying to manifest things that I can't imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to, I feel like if I can imagine it, then it's not high
enough.
Not
big enough.
You know what I mean? I want to like experience things in this life that I can't imagine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then just have good faith that whatever it is that I can't imagine is going to be good for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that could go both ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of like getting out of your own way too, right? And like just kind of saying yes and going with those opportunities and
yes,
you know,
walking into the unknown.
People have their own like thought of how they how they're gonna make it, right? They already have it mapped out in their head.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta get rid of that.
I
just copied off Ye.
Yeah, facts. Or do that.
Just,
yeah,
just like,
yeah,
felt like I looked at his blueprint on shit and how he did it. Then I tried to think I could do it that way.
He was going
so
hard. Yeah.
You feel me? It's still in the process.
He was going so hard for himself when he was coming up, rapping everywhere.
That's the only part that I don't necessarily got like how he do. He very much so. That's why he rock with Soulja Boy, I think. Mm-hmm. He'd really just turn up and be like, I'm the best.
The self belief.
Woo! I know I'm the best. I'm fooling him, but whole time I got to start getting on that more like, what? I'm the best.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas ain't fucking with me.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, it's definitely one of them things.
He always felt counted out.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference too. Like, I don't ever really, I just really at some times, right, recently in my life, ironically enough, started feeling like sometimes people kind of like have been underestimating me or underestimating my power or my abilities or my,
mm-hmm.
you feel me, power. So I have just now, for the first time in my whole life, ever had that type of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I never really even was doing it for that. Like, I don't got that story, like, of my, like, motherfucker said I wasn't going to be shit. Mm-hmm. No, motherfuckers was like, this nigga raw.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really just lie and say all that. Like, I've been cold on folding them. I've been raw for real.
Yeah.
Even when I wasn't as good as I am now, it was always a glimpse of that greatness in it that you could see.
Yeah.
You feel me? Back even when I first started.
Yeah. So does this feel like an accomplishment that you got to, you know, get this credit and like, it's almost like, you know, where do you go from here? You know, like keep going up. Yeah.
Up.
Yeah. Has it been like
to the moon? You know, go to the moon.
Yeah. Facts. Is it like, cause you can have something like this happen to you, right? And then you can get like, shit, I didn't, so what else can I do? You know what I'm saying? Because this
so
is like
so much more to do, though.
Exactly. So it either, I feel like you can get complacent in this situation, or it can inspire you even more.
Sometimes people have moments like this, and then they just start going on a tour of celebrating.
Right.
I ain't do that.
You went right back
after
to work.
We came from the arena down there, and said I went right to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Next day had a show.
Mm-hmm.
Next day had another show.
Mm-hmm.
I've been celebrating with my fans. And engaging them in that way too, and segueing it all together with my artistry and with my, you feel me?
Yeah.
So that's really kind of how I've been putting it together.
Yeah, for sure, bro. So how does that feel to, like, you know, be one of the originators of the drill music scene, and then now you're working with Kanye?
It made me feel like, shit, I collected all the Thanos rings or something on Fold them. Yeah, I collected all the 10 rings and all the stuff, all them pieces, all the Dragon Balls. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Pause all that. Because you got to think about it from the bottom to the top.
Yeah.
It's no thing that you can think of when it comes to Chicago music culture and all that type shit that mm-hmm. I haven't had a hand in.
Yeah.
So from the drill movement and its origins and, you know, being one of those people that originated that,
mm-hmm.
Lil Durk to Tink to King mm-hmm. Louis to all that stuff back then and middle. Then when you're talking about like the more hip-hop side of Chicago, from the Vic Mensas and the Chance the Rappers mm-hmm. and that whole circle, you know, Strong Hands and that stuff, doing their albums and, you know, rocking with those guys, to the Up North stuff, R.I.P. Pappy, Young Pappy, you know what I'm saying, working with Boo Double and his brother, Tay Sav.
Mm-hmm.
We got legendary stuff coming up too, so Up North, outside, every movement and facet. Then when you go all the way to the top of it all, you know what I'm saying? When you're talking about the Kanyes of the world and all of that type of stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, heavily involved with that and the Malik Yousefs and all that. So, like, I really am Chicago type shit, respectfully and all that.
Facts.
Like, me and Stunt Taylor got stuff too coming out, you know. But yeah, I even the new generation, when you, the next new people, when you're talking about Hollywood, like, that's my artist too that I work with, Strong as Hell, and, you know. He got the number one song, Sneaky Link.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge hit. And, you know, we just gonna keep it going. I'm gonna be doing this till I get old and dead.
That's beautiful, bro. You collected all the stones, huh?
Yeah.
That's dope, bro. Cause like,
shout out to the Mos. Shout out to the brothers. Definitely rock with the stones.
Hell yeah. Do you feel the love in Chicago? Cause I can tell you from in Vegas, your boy is a celebrity over here. Dawson is a celebrity. Is that how you feeling the love back home?
I feel the same way here too. I feel the same love in Vegas, in Chicago. Definitely Chicago though.
Yeah.
I definitely feel the love in
That's
Chicago.
Good. That's good. When yeah, I go it's
people act a certain way. Like, it's hope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like you get to a point where you start feeling like you hope.
Yeah. You know I what think saying? You are for sure. Mm-hmm.
Like, people feel that shit. Like, and that's why you gotta actually touch with people and go slide and glide and be outside and don't just be
the example.
Yeah, like, I was just in Chicago right now, you know what I'm saying, at the crib. I'm on the block with SG Batman, Lil Cold, all them guys, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and them guys was talking to me, and them guys blowing up, too. And, mm-hmm. you know, they was, like, SG Batman, he was getting that, man, bro, you just did that on folding them. Like, they mm-hmm. was encouraging me and saying, like, nigga, you doing this shit, you putting this shit on.
Mm-hmm.
That get niggas motivation. Like, we all motivate each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Kid wonder all us.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, your journey. Yeah, your journey is crazy. I mean, you've been at this for a long time. Like you said, like, you know, you are Chicago. And it's like, you know, a lot of people, they're not down to stick it out and see what happens. But that consistency is really what, you know, sets people apart. So
I don't got no choice.
Yeah. You was meant for this shit, yeah.
Nah, I ain't even gonna say like what I'm meant for or something. I'm meant for what I choose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that you just meant for something. I think you just could choose what you own and do it or something or not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of motherfuckers that's, you know, that's you know, locked up and never getting out. That's meant for some whole other shit.
Mm-hmm.
But this what the fuck happened to them based off they choosing or someone else is choosing. So, I mean, what you meant to do is damn near irrelevant to me in my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm meant to be the nigga that made up Tesla, for real, for real. You feel me?
Yeah, facts, yeah.
I'm meant to be the number one porno star or some shit.
Yeah.
I could have chose any of this.
Yeah, facts.
HOF.
Yeah, you stuck, you...
I'm meant to be Viacom. HOF is meant to be Viacom. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's dope, bro, because, you know, you make choices in your life and, you know, you're a product of your choices. And you've been making a music choice for a long time.
Yeah,
people,
man,
switch up, you know, because it's not always easy, especially the music game. You know, like you fucking invest, and you don't always see, you know, you don't reap the benefits off the rip. You know, it takes you 10 years, 15 years.
Facts, it takes 10 years to be an overnight success.
Mm, facts. Beautiful, man. You guys inspire the fuck out of everybody that we know.
That's the best part. I love being able to inspire other people and stuff like that. And like we were saying, like, just be the example.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because literally, poor growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Dirt roads, trailer park houses, bro. For real. Very unfortunate upbringing. And to just have, just, you know, really it was just, I just want to be able to do what I want to do and be happy. You know what I mean? And I'm just the type of person who just goes hard at what they do. So it's like that type of just work ethic is going to take you places and stuff. So
yeah.
I love just being able to set an example and to be able to inspire people. And like, I feel like the most heartwarming thing I feel people tell me is like, I couldn't think of anybody more deserving.
Oh, facts.
I'm just like,
took the words out of my mouth.
Damn,
yeah.
Like that literally just means everything to me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's crazy that people think that. And it's just here, it's crazy to hear everybody else's opinion about it or like what they have to say, because like it affects literally everybody different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. If anybody had hate in their heart, it's like, or like, you know, jealousy, it's hard to be mad at you. You know what I'm saying? Because
it's hard to conceal that shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's both you guys, it's like, you know, you work hard, you're dedicated to music, like music is your life. And a lot of people don't understand that, like, you know, this music shit is a hobby to a lot of people, but for you guys it's life. Facts. And you know, this is what happens.
Definitely.
You know what
right.
I'm saying, for sure. So all right, so let me get, I got a story that I just want to confirm.
All right.
You don't have to. You don't have to confirm
it
or not. So Kanye's engineer overslept and Kanye told him, "You're fired, go home." Mm-hmm. Fireman gets on the phone and throws Dawson's name in the hat. Dawson gets the call, hops on a flight, and now he's engineering for Kanye. Is this true or false?
False.
False. Okay. Come on. Can we get the story, or is that a part of the...
I'll tell the story right, of on. It. So pretty much, you know, we was traveling. We was on the private plane thing. And, I was on the private plane. That was my first time riding a private plane. You know what I'm saying? I ain't come from shit. You feel me? I'm from the trenches. Yeah. I went to old Kifo 60 Knife. You feel me? Shout out to 60 Knife and Clad. You know what I'm saying? I ain't come from nothing. So I was just really just high as hell on this damn plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting here just really sucking all that up. I'm eating all this food. They was having all type of food they bringing out. I'm banging the food. You feel me? We go to, we end up going to Vegas. No, I don't even think we was in Vegas yet. I don't remember where we went, but anyway.
So the listening parties had already started for Donda?
No, it wasn't even like that yet. It was like, pretty much like, we went to somewhere, and then next thing you know, Kanye, he pretty much asked me like, shit, who do you think is the coldest person like that you know of? He ain't asked me, did I know personally? He meant who, Because, you know, this guy got access to anybody on planet Earth.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he probably got access to dead people or something still, too. Them niggas got money, money. Yeah. The man, a billionaire, he probably got access to the machine that a motherfucker could buy that could resuscitate a person from the dead and bring them in here to rock out. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who that knows? Boy a billionaire, man.
Yeah.
So he asked me, who do you know? You feel me? So I'm like, Dawson. Mm-hmm. You know, Dawson is the coldest. I wasn't saying that because that's my homie or something. I'm saying that because he really is that. Mm-hmm. And I watched him put in the work to become that. Mm-hmm. I was with him when his ass had, his studio was a little ass closet space right next to the Chinese place. And that shit was fire. I'd be banging that whenever I come. They need to give me some free food. Shout out to them. I wish I knew their name, but I say it on front of them, but I don't know it. So they called me and, I called bro, I tell him that. And he comes and he restaffs the whole situation, brings his whole staff. They bring in all the equipment. They fucking truckloads of stuff, bring it all in, all these big ass fucking zoom zooms and wham whams and all that. And, you know, and before you know it, bro was just like, before you know it, Kanye was heavy on there, like, where Dawson? Where Dawson? Like, Dawson kind of just like became like a person that was just like, just
needed
someone you can rely on to be cold and just relax and chill and know how to just, see, he has the ability to sync up with the artist. He know how to like,
get the,
I watched him develop the abilities more and more over the years. Like, you don't got to too much tell him one more time that much. He can sense it when you fucked up. He can sense it where you think, where he, like, you know, some people, they'll just think you fucked up and stop it. And you like, what the fuck? Why you stop it? He don't do that. He know it. He could tell. And that's kind of what he used his ability to do, I think. He synced up with Kanye. And that's why Shorty was very comfortable, you know, working with him. And I think that was important. Along with the other people that was that he was recording. He was recording a lot of cool stuff. He probably tell you about that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Damn.
He really just came clutch. Like, the man was clutch as hell.
Facts. No, he's calm, cool, and collected, bro. And that's important.
He came in there very clutch.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, that was probably, I think, why he felt comfortable around me. Because I didn't, even though, like, on the inside, I'm like, oh, my fucking God. Like, like, you know.
It's just kind of,
Yeah, my face. I got a, you know, good poker face. It doesn't look like I'm fazed by anything. So I'm just, yeah, I feel like he felt like that. I'm not nervous to, like, be around him. I can record him and not trip out and freak out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just, like,
did you have to catch yourself a couple times? Did your hand start shaking?
Yeah, the very, very, very first time. Yeah, for sure. My face is stone cold, but behind the laptop.
Yeah.
And it's just like. But, yeah, I mean, after the live stream, because, like, that was, like, my first time really, really recording him was, like, you know, I recorded him a little bit in Vegas, but, like, not much, like, a punch-in, you know what I'm saying? But, like, on the live stream was when I really got to record him. Yeah, I was hella nervous, you know? Like, you got Mike Dean giving me the co-sign, passing
too,
off
yeah.
the torch, giving me the hard drive. Like, I want you to record, yeah. That's, like,
whoa.
You know, it's, like, you,
shout out to Mike Dean.
And then we're setting up the thing, and it's, like, oh, we're on live right now. Like what? We're on live right now? There's a camera in here, but I'm not thinking nothing of it. It's, like, he's documenting the whole
process.
It's
always cameras,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's, like, holy shit, you know what I mean? And, like, yeah, for sure, I was nervous. But then, you know, if you watch the live stream, like, you know, everybody's turning up, you know, working out and shit. We rearranged the room, you know what I'm saying? Like, change outfits, all that shit, you know, get a haircut, you know, real quick. I'm warmed up now. Let's fucking go record, you know? It's like, I'm here to do the same thing I do every day of my life. It's, it's for yay. And then, yeah, definitely after the live stream, it was locked in for sure. It was like,
So did you like Fire said, syncing up with him? Did you like, you guys locked in? Like, was it? It was like.
Yeah. I mean, he just wants someone who's quick and who can do exactly what he wants you to do immediately.
Right.
And I just did my best to do that, and yeah, it worked out.
That's dope, bro. You got balls of steel, brother. Damn, that's dope, man. That's super dope. So it's like the haircut, the infamous haircut, bro. And that you literally went viral.
Yeah.
And everybody thought it was Ye cutting your hair, but it wasn't.
No.
Yeah. Who was it? Who was cutting your hair?
It was the barber they brought on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you literally went viral because everybody was like, you know, Academics posted you, Complex posted you, all these people posted you. Mm-hmm. Was that weird for you?
Yeah, that was literally crazy. It's like literally life changing in a matter of seconds. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was not expecting to go into his room and on live, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like, in the fucking, you know, it's like my studio phone number used to be my personal phone number.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and it was on my Instagram. So it's like people start tagging me in it, and then now my phone is literally blowing up from text messages and phone calls from Kanye fans, like harassing me, drop the album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
damn.
Yeah, it was literally just crazy, just in a matter of an hour or so, just through the fucking roof.
Yeah.
Which was crazy. And like, yeah, we were, that whole live stream is absolutely crazy, because like,
we
were literally in a 24-hour live stream. Like, we were up. We started like at 1 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
all the way till 11 in the morning. Slept for like 2 hours, back in there from like 1 mm-hmm. till 9 when we do the release mm-hmm. and everything. And like, and then I'm literally recording Ruga on the live stream for mm-hmm. OK.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear people. The stadium is getting filled right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I'm recording this song that we need to play right now.
Yeah.
Damn. So crazy. it was kind of chaotic then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Just,
I mean,
yeah.
It's go time. It's just
understatement.
That had to be like such a fun experience, though.
Oh man, it was so cool, because like, yeah. you know.
Would you cut your hair? If Ye was like, "Hey, bro, it's part of the deal."
I'm just down for the cause, man. I see the vibe. I see the vision, and I'm.
If
just
I had like,
did he ask you?
If I had a hair, he had. Yeah.
Did he ask you?
Huh?
Did he ask you?
Come again? Say what?
Did he ask you to cut your hair?
Excuse me. Come again? Say what?
Okay, my bad. My bad.
No,
my
just
bad.
No, he didn't ask me to do that.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay. All right.
Nah, but shit, that shit felt like a fucking movie, bro. Cause like we're literally just like we're late to go press play on this album, yeah, and I'm like running down the halls. We're like we're all dressed in black, got Donda vests on. I'm running down the halls with Mike Dean, ready to go press play on this album. And like we went the other direction. We got lost at first, so his assistants went to the right direction. Mm-hmm. They got it set up. We came back where we were supposed to go. His assistants came and grabbed us, and we're just like running. And in that moment, I'm just like, holy shit, bro. Like, I'm really running down the halls of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium with Mike fucking Dean.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And, fire.
I gotta get my two. Thank you for doing that first, because I didn't want to be.
Okay. Thank you, bro.
Remix.
Thank you, bro.
Is that door unlocked, bro? The front door? Okay, cool. My boy's about to come in.
Yeah, that's gotta be that had to be, bro, just
but
like
it was
that.
The most, it was the most like gangster shit ever, because it was like we're running, and then like we had to like run through the crowd too, so it's like we're running through actual people who are here for the stadium,
yeah.
and they just see a group of people in Donda vests running, and you hear one of the fans, Kanye, Kanye's nowhere near us, and they start chasing us. There's like a mob of people chasing us, and then we get to the front of the house like right in the nick of time, and then he just like puts on the headphones, the lights dim, and then.
Damn.
Press play on the album, and I'm just like, whoa, Donda. What?
Donda.
What?
Donda.
Hey, can we get Dawson's vest back or what?
I got it back. Don't
oh,
worry
you
about
got it back?
Man, don't worry about
oh,
it.
Oh, you should have wore it. Damn. When you hold on, I think Two Tone told me that you left it.
No.
You left it there, right?
Yeah. I got it back. Don't worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. Cool, man. Yeah. So what was your most like surreal experience during that whole process?
For me, recording Kid Cudi.
Mm.
That was, you know, a dream come true, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for a lot of us, you know, Kid Cudi is, like, just that artist. Like, his music has just gotten us through so much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So to be able to do that was an absolute dream come true, honestly.
Did you know he was coming, or did he just walk in the room?
Yeah, no, we knew he was coming. I didn't know when. It was just, like, you know, like, you never really know what is going on. You know, it's just, like. Things just happen.
You hear little rumors and murmurs and I heard this finna happen. Ooh, finna come through or something. I heard Jada kissing him finna slide.
Mm.
Yeah, and then, you know, so, yeah, he gets there and, like, it was cool because, like, I mean, like, I took a little bit to set up because, like, it was kind of unexpected. Like, yeah, we heard he was coming, but we didn't know when, what time, or, like, we didn't have no time to prepare for it. So, you know, I'm kind of setting everything up. You know, I'm trying to move in as fast as I can. Setting it up, so it's like you can tell, like, it's late, you know, he just flew in, he kind of wants to get things going, so like, you know, like, the whole time we're recording, it's kind of, he feels kind of tense, you know what I'm saying? He's laughing, smiling with his friends, he looks at me, like, super serious, and I'm like, man, it's kind of
shit,
like, I just want to be cool with Kid Cudi, you know, but we get things going, he's dancing around, he's having a good time, and then, you know, like, by the end of it, you know, I definitely had to let him know, like, just, this is a dream come true for me, you know.
Oh,
like,
you told him.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, wow. I had to. I don't know if I'm ever gonna see this man again. Like, I literally have to seize the moment. Like, dude, this is Kid Cudi right here.
I said the same stuff too.
Absolutely, yeah. I saw him do it. That's how I knew. I was like, I have to do it this as well, you know, because, like, you know, you never know how to really approach it and stuff like that. But if, I mean, shit, Fireman did it, I'm like, okay, yeah, I know.
Oh,
I know,
you got, you got to let him know too, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I mean, again,
you know what I didn't want to do? Be around him.
And be starstruck.
And I'm over here tweeting. No, not that, because that already, that ship sailed. That was the only person that I was starstruck back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, excuse me. Him and Jay Electronica, probably. I used to be like that about my boy Al B, but that's my friend, so it's like, I'm used to him now, but at first it used to be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because this is my boy off ATL and movies and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But definitely them guys. But the thing I didn't want to happen is, I mean, anybody who's a fan of Fireman, even if you just hear the title track to my project, Purple Heart, like, the influence is always there. You can hear how I do my music or whatever. It definitely got a lot of hoodness to it, a lot of different other colors attached to it just because of different upbringing or a different type of, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, it's, the themes there, like, you know, like, what's the title track to Purple Heart? Yeah, it's like, Terrified, starting out to feel, I think I'm paralyzed. Mm-hmm. My heart is red, but still that's no reply. Just purple tears for when a soldier cry. When a soldier cry, I try to make myself believe all lies that I said when I talked to me. One day in my city with no killing like a day in hell with somebody's water. Like, anybody who know that's hard, that's like heavy Kid Cudi vibes, yeah, on the, yeah, melody, man, side and whatnot. Like, mm-hmm, I didn't want him to just meet me and then be like, oh, that's dude who was working on Donda with. And then later he come across my catalog and be like, why he ain't just say that? His ass is a whole fucking student of mine and shit.
Yeah.
So I didn't do that. I just let him know, like, you know, I appreciate your music, got me through stuff and whatnot.
Give him the flowers while they can still smell it.
Good flowers, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And we were smoking good dank in that bitch.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was a lot more, like, humanity to him. Like, you know, like, you can tell he sees me now. Like, after, like, I said that to him, it was like, you know, you're not just a regular engineer. It was just like, oh, this is just a regular job. Like, yeah, no, bro, like, your music has literally, like, changed my life. Like, honestly. So it was like,
Kid Cudi is a dope.
Yeah. And of course, he's always gonna remember that shit. So I had to, like, definitely say something. Like, when are you ever gonna forget the time you flew in to record to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium to record for Donda? Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know? So.
Man, what a surreal experience, man.
Absolutely.
It had to be crazy. Fucking Cudi, man.
Crazy,
Cudi.
Bro.
Session, bro. So what else do you guys got going on outside of Donda? I'm sure, like, are you guys, like, worn out talking about Donda now? Or, like.
This, actually, I wanted to save my like, you know, premier Donda interview for this here.
Oh, thanks, brother.
So this is my first real,
thanks, so
like,
we could keep talking about it.
Extra extended one. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Well, because, like, you know, like, you know.
The song, first of all, Donda long as hell.
Yeah, facts.
So the interviews could be long as hell,
you know, like,
too.
This, you know, this could help, you know. Because, like,
moment.
And when people ask us questions, be like, just go peep the E-Square podcast.
Exactly.
Thank you guys. Exactly. No, I appreciate it. It's love, bro.
We did a
it's
whole
love.
Thing for it, you know.
Yeah, facts, bro.
We probably talked about the question you're asking me right now. So.
I appreciate it. I really do appreciate you guys, man, because you guys are, like, real.
It's kind of what we were just saying about that loyal to the soil thing.
Yeah, bro. Like, you guys had been on, you know, like, a year ago. And, you know, when I met you, I was like, oh, this dude's a real artist, you know? You know, you meet, like, you meet rappers and you meet singers and stuff, but they're just, like, you could tell they're just, like, kind of acting, you know, playing a part. When I met Fire, I was like, you know, I've known you for a long time, and you've been putting in your work. And when I met you, I was like, oh, this dude is a real deal. You know, and it was just, I love being around real artists.
I just be myself. Motherfuckers be having an image and all that. They try to act like this or that, or put on the front, or they sold 70,000 bricks, or they shot 80,000 niggas, and they didn't, all that. I just really just be my own self and do how I just do it or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you're just who you are, and it's and that translates, you know. The people fuck with, people can read, like, authenticity. You know,
I'm a person who do music or something. I'm not like a music person or some shit, because I don't just do music all day.
No, it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a beautiful tandem that you guys got going on here too. You know what I'm saying? And
it's a dream team, man.
You throwing Dawson's name in the hat, bro, on behalf of Las Vegas, we want to say thank you, because like, we're not, you know, Chicago, you guys have your stars, you guys have the Commons, the, you know, the Chances, the Kanyes, and all this and that, but we don't have that yet, you know. So for this to happen to somebody from the city, and you
just
being the reason,
loyal to the soil,
exactly.
Really, it just, you know, like, it could have just been way different, even more. But
we're here.
You know, like, you want to go fast, go alone. You want to go far, go in a group. Sometimes people just think it's them. It ain't them. I don't think it's just me or some more. This ain't this HOF shit, bro. This not like, oh, this is 50. And then this ain't like, oh, I'm Dave Ruffin and these are the Temptations. It ain't like that. Mm-hmm. It's more like, nigga, everybody is the exact one person. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of us fall back behind them, eachly. Yeah. Like, ain't nobody that's bigger than the next man. Ain't nobody, none of that. Like, we do this shit for real. Mm-hmm. Because we all believe in each other to that level. Like, any one of us is going to be the one that's going to make anyone, make all of us go. That's how we run it. Like,
yeah.
Every person put it on their back. Mm-hmm. Like, if it had been him, he would have did the same for me.
Facts. Big facts. You know what I'm
saying? Every time he ever had any type of thing go on, he put me in that shit or attempt to. Mm-hmm. He do shit with Boyz II Men and fucking Wanya. He answer, hey, fine, man. Hey, we woo.
Mm-hmm.
And I throw my shot or something like, that's what we own. Big or small.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. Like, we going to put it together.
Yeah, it has to be like that, man. I mean, it's just the reciprocation, you know, with any relationships you got. But in music, it's the same thing. It's like, just reciprocate. That's like Courtland the love.
Right, yeah. Now. He just did all Jacquees new album and stuff like that. And YK Osiris and stuff. He been working with Future and all of those guys and Polo the Don and them. He instantly bring DJ Moon to the session. We instantly, me and DJ Moon start our own thing now. And like, this is what we do, you know. We put it together.
Yeah.
You know, you got to stand under the umbrella or get rained on. Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's a great analogy. Never thought about it like that. That's a beautiful thing, man. It's like, you just don't know where, you know, your life's going to end up. Because a year ago, like, what were you doing? And what were you thinking about doing, you know, a year ago?
We was doing the same shit right now. Great.
Right. Right. But you, like,
you're going to be.
Donna wasn't even a thought yet.
God, it's like this. This is how I look at it. Because you ever look on Facebook and then you be seeing the memory things?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this day last year or mm-hmm. this day the year before that. Mm-hmm. Every time I look at that bitch, every day of this last year, I've been having a raw ass day that day. Mm-hmm. Went hard as hell, did some amazing movie ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, like, I feel like wherever you want your life to be like next year, nigga, act like that right now.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, live like you already lived it.
Yeah, that's important. Right?
What you
like,
want
to
be what you want to be right now,
be
so
you
can
be
that
right now. Because I swear to God, the moment that I got the phone call from Fireman, like, okay, so like 2 months prior, some personal shit happened. I'm depressed for like 2 months. You know what I'm saying? I start working out. I'm hitting CrossFit every morning. You know, I'm starting to feel myself again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I that day, I remember I hit the gym. I go to the studio. I'm sitting there. I'm mixing a song that I produced, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking like, bro, like, I love my life. I've literally made it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
I've made it already.
Yeah, you have your own studio. You're doing
literally,
what you love.
I swear to God, in that same feeling, in that thought process, my phone rings. And I see Fireman. Like, my gut, literally, I feel it in my gut, bro. I know it because I just saw him on Twitter. You
hey,
know,
he was I was with you that day.
Yes, you were.
I pulled up to Junction Sound doing a photo shoot that day.
Yes.
And he was like, I can't tell you where I'm going, bro. He was dressed in all black. He was in all black. He's like, I can't tell. But he had this look on his face, like his eyes were just wide, right? And then I seen, he was like, I can't tell you where I'm going. I'm like, bro, why are you being weird, bro?
The important part, though, before Kanye even asked me what he asked me, I already was plotting on that shit. And Dawson, being able to go crazy like he did and we finna come with these plaques, all that was the real testament too is being a vet, being, leaving yourself open to the shit to pop.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't no guarantee. I told Shorty, like, then on God, I told you, like, bro, come to Atlanta. We got a holy house in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We got our own underground railroad, HOF, really, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I told him, like, man, bro, come to Atlanta. Not finna pay you to come right now, cause it's just come to Atlanta. Put yourself out there.
Yep.
And I want you to just be on standby. Just come out here and just do shit out here. Put together your own sessions. Whatever you're gonna do, just be out here. And it's no guarantee that you're gonna that it's gonna pop. But I need you to just come out here. So when a moment happens, that if something pop, I need to be able to just pull right up in and just
hear
me. Ooh, and that's what happened. Cause we were still trying to build momentum off the other stop, because we was in Vegas and doing Donda. And then we got on the private plane and went to Atlanta and we moved into the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So we was in there. So I'm peeping how that shit going in there. I'm like, okay, I think it's finna be some room for my boy to slide through here. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they ain't gonna feel like it's random or new face or nothing, because he just got through, you feel me? Doing all that up in Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, up in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So he did that. He slid. You know?
So you just put yourself in position.
How many people might have said that too? They would have been like, not did that.
Right.
No, yeah.
Not took the flight. And they would have been like, well, is it guaranteed or not? Because if it's not guaranteed, I'm not coming. Type shit, right?
Yeah, it was just like, it was literally, I can't guarantee you we can't get you in here, but
yeah.
I think you should come.
Yeah.
And then I remember, I booked my flight, missed the first one. It got delayed literally three times. So I was supposed to leave Saturday night. I wouldn't have got there till Tuesday morning. I'm sitting here thinking, like, man,
the universe,
like, telling me not to go. Maybe it's a sign. Cancel my flight. And I text Fireman that. And he literally calls me the next morning, like, what are you talking about? Like,
get your ass out of here.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Like,
yeah. You mean the universe ain't telling you to go? Yeah. Are we good, bro? You good? All right. You sure? I don't want to keep recording if we're not recording. Well, is somebody on the switcher? We got to be switching.
I almost didn't go, though. That's crazy. I almost didn't go. And then I bought another ticket, and then I went. Yeah, I was on standby for like a day and a half, got the call, was in the bitch, and never left.
Never left.
That's crazy, man.
And then at first, like everybody who was doing it or whatever, a lot of people, they had their own, like, hotel situations and all that. Like, before he got his situation situated on God, we just made sure Shorty was straight. Like, shout out to T. Louie.
Shout out to T. Louie.
Like, T. Louie was goddamn taking bro every morning, like, 5 in the morning or something, back to the stadium every day. Like,
it's a teamwork. Pick me up, and then it would just get so late that I was just like, He did that for like 5 nights in a row. So I was like, damn, like, it's getting so late. I feel bad, like, hitting him up so late to come pick me up, to take me back in a couple hours, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was like, I just started sleeping there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do what you gotta do.
No, you ain't have to feel bad, because shit, T. Louie understood.
No, I know he would have done it too, but it's like, look, hey, you know.
We all play our role. You
know? Yeah.
That's beautiful. So a lot of things could have went wrong or could have prevented you from being in that situation.
Only him, though. That's what I'm saying.
Right. You got out of the way.
It could have been him that can make him go wrong.
Work. Yeah. He got out of the way and just showed up.
Get out his own way.
Yeah. Damn, just that's crazy, bro. That's beautiful, man.
That's crazy, bro. It's so insane.
Who do it to us? That's what Malik always say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about the overall album? You think, like, as far as Kanye's discography, I'm sure you can't, like, be too critical of him, but is it, you feel like this is one of your favorite Kanye albums?
Kanye value when you is very critical of it. Like, he value to be real.
Mm.
So it ain't like we
can. I'm personally biased to it. I can't, like, help but feel like this is my favorite because.
Yeah, you know, facts.
Like,
Yeah.
My favorite is this one. Kind of what he said, too. My favorite is this one and Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But even if I wasn't, though, like, it's still an incredible album. Like, damn, this shit is really just an artwork, like a masterpiece. Just, like, for real, just a moment in time. And, like, to roll it out, how he rolled it out is,
you
know, like, something like we've never seen before.
Yeah, facts. You like, know? The anticipation
legendary,
bro. Really, like,
starting trends. Now everybody's doing these release parties but not really releasing their album and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean.
And I got to give a big shout out to Lil Durk, though, because at the end of the day, I feel like Lil Durk definitely hella popularized that fake out release strategy. Mm. When he was doing his mixtapes after I'm Still a Hitter. I mean, me and him did I'm Still a Hitter mixtape. Mm. So that was really dope, too, to circle around, full circle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Corlin Jabre with his company, Full Circle. You know what I'm saying? That kind of goes along with HOF. But everything went full circle on this album for me, especially. Like, for one, my first ever run in with Kanye and them that inspired me to even just do all this type shit, it was with Kanye. I went to a school called Richards for like half of my high school career.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same school that D-Wade graduated from.
Mm.
And the dude Kanye, his ass came to my school, him and Malik and Jennifer Hudson and them. They came to my school and AS was performing in that. This is around the time he had the Gold Digger song. He was in that bitch performing Gold Digger at my high school.
Whoa.
And, all that. And I just remember thinking, like, that's the first time I put it together because I was trying to decide, like, if I was going to even do music for real, like, professionally, like, really try to do music or just do it at the table rapping or something. And then, two, if I was going to produce or rap or sing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I seen him, that's when it, because I ain't really know about him like that. I more so just knew about trenches type music or just gangster type hood shit or something like Gucci Mane and all that. And Yo Gotti and, you know, more type hood music or something, 50 Cent and Jeezy. And that's more so what it was for me. And and like I knew about Kanye music from his big singles, but that's when I really first realized, like, wait, he produce it, write, write rap for other, like, do it for other people, did Jay-Z Blueprint. He don't gotta pick his ass, can actually do that stuff to help him get on more as a rapper.
Yeah, facts.
That's when I started just like changing my direction. So full circle, come around, same thing as that. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Lil Durk. Like, I remember me and Lil Durk used to be having the same conversations that me and Bro used to be having. Like, man, Joe, one day, this gonna pop like this. I'm telling Lil Durk, like, bro, you're gonna be the biggest artist, bro. You're gonna be one of the biggest ever, bro. Like, back in the day, people used to be kind of sleeping on Durk a little bit sometimes or something. Mm-hmm. Like, comparing him to niggas or something of, the, older, of that era when he first started. Like, and I already knew Durk was a superstar back when he wasn't so huge or big. Pause, like, his ass wasn't a celebrity yet.
Yeah. Have you reconnected with him recently?
We just did Donda.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Are you gonna get that song together? So that's what I'm saying. Full circle.
Right.
To go from I'm still a hitter to doing Jonah and going motherfucking billion streams.
Yeah.
A billion.
That's crazy.
A billion.
It's like more than a billion. It's like,
man, we
hella
going
billion.
Titanium. We ain't even finna just go diamond. We finna go goddamn spirit crystals on phone. I'm finna go amethyst.
So how does this work though? Has the check came in? Has the check dropped yet or what? Like, how does that work? I always wondered like how that might look at you guys like on All Quiet and shit. Because the process has to be different when it's something of this magnitude, right? Like the check drops like months and months after, right? How does that work?
Just depends.
Okay. Plead the fifth. I got you.
It depends.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
You taking me out to dinner or what? I got you. Nah, that's beautiful, man. The plaques coming in. What are you going to do with your plaques?
Shit. I'm finna put them in the trenches.
Yeah.
Put one of the bitches at Hero's Chicken. Real talk. I'm going to put one of the bitches. I'm finna just put them places or something. I'm finna inspire people with them.
Yeah.
I was thinking about making a whole, me and him was just talking about this. Like, I'm probably going to like, obviously, the plaques, you know, we going to put them in our own studios and, you know, the Junction studio and all that. But at the same time, like, I'm going to get a whole bunch of replicas. And I'm going to put them in all the places that people need to see that in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
In my city, at least.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put them in the barbershops. I'm going to put them in the restaurants that I be at. I'm going to put them in places that I be at or places that I, you know what I'm saying, come up in. You know what I'm saying? Like. That's what
beautiful.
I'm gonna do.
That's
so people could look at that or something. Put one in my high schools. You know, I'm definitely putting up to Richards because I always, like, that's why, shout out to D Wade, you know what I'm saying? You know, I always just being at my high school, and then when you get in there, you kind of getting that, this the school D Wade went to. That's the whole thing. When you get there, that's what they all talking about. D Wade, this. And I just always wanted to feel like, you know, one day when I get grown or something, maybe they'll speak about me like this in these places like this. So I feel like, hell yeah, I'm trying to inspire motherfuckers because you got to have, if you going to play sports or athletics, you got to kind of have a C average or B average or something. You got to be at least passing classes and you got to be a good student.
Right.
So my beacon of light sometimes isn't for all the good kids. My shit is for the bad kids. And clash out to the bad kids class. Yeah. And that's the squad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more so a beacon of light for the people that would be considered the people that ain't finna. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was a bad kid. I've never went on a school field trip. I never could be on athletics. I was always on that bad list that you can't do stuff because your ass tweaking.
Yeah.
Getting suspended. You fighting at school. Your ass stealing shit from motherfuckers. All type of ass shit. Tweaking. Yeah. Breaking people's locker. All type of stupid stuff. So at the end of the day, like, I just.
That's beautiful.
I want to show kids that people look down on or try to say that they, you know.
Yeah. Because they're not.
Unworthy
they're not.
Or something. I want to show them that they ass could.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Could lean into their stuff
better
and
idea
pull up.
Mine.
Yeah. No, that's important, bro, because a lot of those kids, like, you know, they're at risk youth, I guess you could say. Like, you know, they're just, school doesn't fit them, you know? And they need people like you that were once those kids that could really relate to them and show them, like, hey, bro, if you stick something, just do what you love to do and stick to it, you know? You can have a bigger, you can be, what do you?
My back.
Oh.
School is a scam.
<It's cool. laughs> Facts, bro.
I'm not saying that you don't need school. I'm saying it depends on what you're trying to do. If school, but just know, don't just need school by default.
Yeah, yeah, nah, I feel you.
Put whatever you're trying to do and then decide if you need school to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just feel like you need to go to school so people won't consider you this or consider you that.
Mm-hmm. And it's still a different kind of school. It's like, no matter what you got to do, you got to still learn. Like, you still got to learn.
Yeah, so. And it's all type of schools. I was more so self-taught with the schooling and all that. Mm-hmm. But also, if I had different circumstances, maybe I'd have went to another type of thing or something. But
yeah, you got to make the best of what you got. You know,
I dropped out of school.
Yeah, well, it worked out for you.
I didn't drop out of high school, though. I graduated high school.
Dope. Oh, you dropped out of college?
It took a long time. I got kicked out of high school my first year. I had to make up. You know how when you be in high school, your ass, well, I ain't saying you, like everybody, but some of us, you know, had this thing called, I'm a junior, but these people in my class are freshmen. Mm. Or I'm senior taking, making up from freshman year English and all that. I'm in here, you know.
Yeah, you way older than everybody else.
Oh, God, I'm in here doing that. I had to go to after school, goddamn detention every day and all that. I had to goddamn go to summer school. Well, they had this program called Rebound that helped me graduate on time. I wouldn't graduate on time if I wouldn't have to do all the extra stuff or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I dropped out of college for sure.
Yeah, school is, like you said, it's a scam. But it's
community
just like,
college, because how am I getting to college if my ass was mostly F's and D's? So, of course, community college. Shout out to John A. Logan. Yeah, I dropped out that hole.
Yeah. Yeah, you did what you had to do. Fuck
I
school.
Had to.
Fuck school. They're trying to rape you for your money, man. It's bullshit. Bullshit.
It's a scam to me.
It is. No, it
you
is.
You go to school.
You learn the same shit you learn in high school.
Because you're trying to avoid having like a regular job or a low-paying regular job. Mm. So now you do want a job. So you figure, if I'm going to get a good job that pay a lot, I'm going to go to school. Mm. But then once you always get to getting done with school, it basically balances out to the same thing. You might as well just got out and worked at Wendy's or something. Because guess what? You still got to pay back all that school. So really, if you just deduct that, your ass should have just went to Wendy's.
Well, I don't know about Wendy's.
What's the difference, gang? Once they
I hear you, for sure. Yeah, it's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Facts. You got to pay your house, your car note, your stuff. You still got to look the part and not just look like a person who didn't do all of that. So now you want to still feel like a distinguished young man.
Yeah.
Now your ass is tweaking. You should have went at Wendy's.
Yeah.
Or you should have just got out here and get in these streets and drive.
Yeah, facts.
Oh, no.
Are you guys good with money management these days?
I am, man. Yeah.
How are you, Fire?
I'm good at it.
Good? Yeah.
Because if mine's get fucked up, I'm taking yours. So I'll be all right.
I have no idea where that trait came from either.
What, money management?
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah. Just
I'm terrible with money. I'm going to be honest. I'm terrible. I try my best, but I don't know. It doesn't work out for me. But, you know, it can be a hard day because nobody teaches that. Teaches us that, you know?
I ain't going to lie. Like, most of the time that I spent so far in my life, all the money, most of it has been more so just investing into myself and into my family.
Yeah.
That's really where it all went. Like, you got to think about it. Like, I already live where I live, but people think I live in Vegas because I'm always where I'm supposed to be to do what I'm doing. That costs money. Mm-hmm. It costs me to get on airplanes. It costs me to go here and do this. Like, when I was, you know, like, it's out your pocket. You're doing shit out your pocket to do this shit. It's an investment. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my time I spend investing like that to make sure this shit can go.
Right.
So a lot of my chickens are coming to roost in a good way right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know? That's kind of how I look at it. I feel like I'm just now, in this phase of my life, about to even step in the world of real, actual money.
Mm.
I'm about to even step in the world of really an actual adult when it comes to money and shit, instead of just a hustler when it comes to money.
Yeah, just you trying to get by
and
shit.
Trying to flip
yeah.
stuff and do this or figure this out, figure that out. Like, and along with just trying to survive and get by and make sure, you know, all that. So when it comes to money, I mean, I always wanted to be able to print money out my mind. And that's what we were able to do at this point. That's what it's growing into more and more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being a producer and shit like that, like, essentially, I could just make a beat, and that shit could turn into fun money. Mm-hmm. That I have to pay a one-time fee of how much it cost to buy a laptop to make the beat. The rest is spent, the money was spent invest-wise in terms of my time that I spent to learn my craft to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that shit finna be all print money and shit. The more bigger I get, the more the shit just gonna come flying around.
Facts. Turn your passion into your paycheck.
just want to get all these streams of income. I want to just continue to be like Master P or something. Like, we got HOF. Like, man, like, why we can't just do like Dr. Dre just did or be Viacom? We got our own show. Got them in Hits Only Performances, a virtual performance show. We coming with our own platform like that, kind of like Say Cheese or something like that. We stepping into the media space pretty soon right now. We jumping into Airbnb, stuff like that. Bro go hard with that. And, you know, obviously he got his real estate thing going on with the studio. Like, we ain't just here to sing and dance and shuck and jab and do the new thing or something. We ain't here trying to, you know, we trying to get do the bag, our stuff and all that.
Got
to
get the money.
HOF.
So what is HOF for the people that don't know?
His collective? Only family.
Collective of artists or collective of creatives or collective of...
A collective of humans. It's kind of like I imagine if you look at a fraternity or something. It's aspects to it. It's layers to it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a long history. It's more like a tribe, I'd say. You know what I'm saying? A tribe. It's different layers of it, like I said. You know, you got that family aspect of it all. That's more so tied in. As it continues to grow, you know, everybody won't be exactly tied in that type of way. It'll be more business dealings or artists that we sign or something like that. That's different. But as far as that purple blood or something that goes through your veins, that's more deeper. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are invested in each other's life and each other's well-being in that layer of it all. You know? So I imagine, like let's say, if you're talking about music and art type shit, I'd say compared to, like, Wu-Tang or something.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. Basically, that whole format of Wu-Tang. We all a big group like that. But then if you just talking about just in general, it's almost like a fraternity or a masonry or something. Like, you can kind of, if you see, basically, like, if you go to Atlanta, you will see Hoolies out there. And if y'all that, y'all will know that, and it'll be that communism. You feel me? Like, whatever they got, you got, et cetera. And vice versa like that. So it's really just a tribe.
Okay, dope.
Business. We trying to turn this shit into Viacom.
Facts.
Like, hella entities and stuff like that are handling everything. We got fashion, clothes, we got Fade Addicts, we got, you know.
What's that, Fade Addicts?
Fade Addicts is a clothing brand, hats and stuff like that.
Okay.
We also in the industry of like wellness and stuff like that. Mikhail Carter, she got certain things like that she putting together along with music, dispensaries and stuff like that we putting together right now. Like,
what's the weed culture like out there in Chicago? Is it legal?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Probably. But either way it go.
What y'all smoking on out there?
Either way it go. Shit, motherfucker gonna do what they do regardless.
Yeah. What do you guys smoking on out there?
Shit, Chicago people, we like our weed to be more like cat piss. Like, we like that
skunky.
Yeah, we like that. Pungent, whatever the word is, pungent type shit. We like that. We don't really like all the fruity shit and all the glittery glitch shit. And a lot of people in Chicago, you know, we know what we like to smoke, but nowadays, obviously, we got all these different, I feel like weed now is hella, like, graphic design and shit.
Yeah, it's like fucking just branding. It's like,
yeah, it's like hella packs and of different packs that people are buying. You know, Chicago a finesse in that city, so niggas would be sometimes having some boo-boo And dress it up, make it real for me. They got that boo-boo.
Then
they gonna put that bitch in a beautiful thing that look like runts and all that type of stuff. But really, it's that backyard boogie sometimes over there on that block over there. You know what I'm saying? That's how it be sometimes. But then Chicago got a lot of real gas. Real gas.
I asked because I went to school out in Cleveland. This was some years ago, but... Bro, the weed out there was boo-boo cheeks. So I figured it's like, you know, it seems like the further away you get from California, the worse the weed gets. But
Chicago, one of them places, you're going to have some gas. You're in Chicago, you're going to get high.
For sure. Facts. I got one more question, Donda question. Got one more Donda question.
Yeah.
You guys both have worked with different artists, bigger artists, major artists prior to this.
Yeah.
What was the biggest lesson or the biggest thing that stood out to you through the process of recording Donda? Dawson?
The biggest thing that stood out to me... As far as the process? Or
the process, just being on, you know.
I feel like... I think, maybe just like that, just that ultimate just... like faith in, like, it was more of just like a reinsurance of like reinstilling, like, just, yeah, that ultimate faith that you have in yourself. Cause the way that Ye speaks is just, you know, like, he believes anything is possible, you know, so he's gonna ask you to do the impossible because to him,
facts,
it's possible. So it's like you gotta figure out and challenge yourself like you've never been challenged before to figure out and like do whatever it is that he's trying to like come to fruition in the time frame that he wants it done. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's really just a true like reassurance that like that ultimate faith that you have in yourself can really take you far if you really believe in it, if you really like work towards it, you know, like. Like someone like Ye is like, he has a track record to now prove it and back it up. And now if he's like asking anybody to do anything for him, like they'll literally stop their entire life to go help this man on his mission.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, that's something like I firmly believe like we have in all of us. You know what I'm saying? It's just like about digging deep and like really just constantly reaffirming that like that faith in yourself that you can do whatever it is that you're trying to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think... Yeah, it's just the whole process in itself was just crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, again, like you can't really plan for anything. You know what I mean? Like the unexpected is probably going to happen and you just got to be ready. You just got to stay ready at all times. Like, you know, like we could get a call right now or something. And it's like, we got to be able to go right now. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like if I wasn't ready in those moments, then like, you know, like who knows how it could have turned out. You know what I'm saying? Like when we were in Chicago, like, I was there within there like less than an hour and I had my entire studio set up with me, like a whole mobile studio set up. Like I got the call and I was probably there in like 30 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Like you just have to stay ready. You know what I'm saying? So
stay ready.
So you don't got to get ready. HOF.
And you, fireman, what's the biggest thing you learned?
What that boy say on that Adam Sandler movie? You can do it! That's how.
So, Rob Schneider.
I came in up and I just really just, I ain't expect all that. I came in there, you know, it was different teams. You know, you got your writing and producer teams, different aspects and layers of the team, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't even know what I originally came in there to do. I probably came in there probably to do one little drum pattern or some shit. I ended up, you know, being a part of like 7 records, 8 records. Most of the main big ones had some parts in it. Either writing or producing. Got the fucking Hurricane with The Weeknd, co-writing on that. Got the Off the Grid with that drill. You know what I'm saying? On the co-writing, you know, Off the Grid. Got the Jonah, Souls. The Pure Souls. You know, into the night. some elements that I've done is on there. Like, praise, it's just like, praise God. It was just like an experience for me because it was just like, man, I was just so thankful to be trusted to do all of that. And it's like more of a proof of concept. Kind of like just a little bit what we were talking about on our last interview when you were saying some questions and all that and I was saying some answers and all that. You said what you said and I said what I said. And it's kind of similar to what I'm saying right now because it was that reassurance. It was like, it was more proof of concept. Like in my head, I always felt that I could perform and be at that highest level of pressure. And at times, competition. Not that this was a competition moment, but definitely pressure. You definitely got to be able to bring your A game or you getting the fuck up on up out of there.
Yeah.
Instantly. I've seen him do it. Because that's what it is. He don't play like that. You have to come with your A game or you got to get the fuck up on up out of there.
Yeah.
And I didn't get the fuck up on up out of there. Right, I came in there and I stayed in there.
Yeah.
I would say another thing is to know your role. I feel like... That's one other thing that kind of just like if you're ever feeling like you're in a situation you might not belong or something, it's just like, what are you here for? Like, what is your role? Yeah. And that whole time I knew like what I'm here for. I'm the engineer. You know what I'm saying? So it's like anything audio related or like setting things up or anything like that, even other shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm just helpful in any way possible, but I know what I'm here for. And that kind of just gave me reassurance that like, I don't feel uncomfortable in this room. Like, I'm needed in this room. I have a role, and I'm supposed to be here. You know what I'm saying? And, like, it was... And just keeping that in mind, like, working with all of these big artists, because, like, this is, like, the most people I've ever worked with on that scale, like, all at once, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot to take in. So to keep my cool and my composure is just, like, I'm here to be an engineer, and they know that. So it's like, I don't have to try and like fake a conversation with them try and like, you know,
you're like, not like the, just like the guy in the room type shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't got to like make conversation with them, whatever. It's like, we're here to record. I'm going to record, and then boom, I'm recording. I'm doing my thing. And of course, like, they just see me, they're like, damn, this guy's fucking dope. And then they'll start asking me questions and stuff like that. And now it's a more organic. It's like, you're like,
shout out, you know, all them guys. Shout out Urko, shout out Mike Dean, shout out Boogs.
Yeah, shout out Mike.
What was that like? Like, as a
shout out Pat Hunley, man.
Shout out Pat Hunley too. Yeah, I mean, give it up for Pat, bro. Cause you know, and you told a story about how that happened. Can you tell that story? Or?
So we're in Atlanta, and there was a conversation we were having about just getting more engineers involved and stuff. Cause you know, like, I was kind of like just running, spearheading the whole thing. It was like, we kind of need like more people like you, you know? And we had a whole conversation. We're talking about bringing in like the heavy hitters. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first person that came to mind was Pat. And that conversation didn't really go anywhere, but Big Lou, who was also a part of the whole situation and the team and everything like that, and who came like super vital to the whole Donda situation, was like, Ye needed Lou in LA, and he sent Pat there on his behalf because they already had a connection. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lou, like, you know, he's very, very well connected. Like, anything you need done, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, shout out all the engineers that were there. Yeah. And so when I got flown to LA, I walked in the warehouse and Pat was already there.
Wow.
So that was just a super dope moment, because it was like, damn, like, I didn't even, like, I didn't make it happen for him to be there. I tried, but, like, that conversation didn't really go nowhere. And then, like, Lou called him in, and he was there on Lou's behalf. So it was like, damn. It was like, how the fuck did that even happen? It was
you said
it was just so good to see a familiar face because, like, he was definitely there helping through the entire process. He was a huge help and all of that because, again, you know, like, I could not have done that alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot. You know what I'm saying? So
the universe works in strange ways.
Yeah, man. It's super, super dope. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, shout out to all those people, you know. Shout out to OG Volta and all them, you know.
Yep, OG Volta.
I feel like the
engine. Adi.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Adi.
Goddamn it. Digital Nas. Goddamn it. All them guys.
Yeah.
You
feel? It's so,
everybody.
It's
so many people that ain't. Yeah. Shout out to all them guys. All Rory, Adi.
Shout out to Rorick, too. Yeah.
Rorick. Goddamn it.
The whole team, bro. Because it takes squad, a whole squad and it takes a whole team. And a whole team of people who know their roles to make something like this happen. You know what I'm saying? So,
man,
shout out to everybody who was involved. Because
that question is crazy about the learning and biggest all that. Because, like, man,
it's a lot.
I learned a lot from books about how to goddamn it make these beats better. About how to like pay more attention and like be more like involved with your business and. Yeah. And I just try to let everybody else do it.
Yeah.
I'm still getting there. Like, I used to be heavy on the let these people do this and these people do that, but I'm getting better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Buzz, he got them intentions. He wants you to, he come with the OG energy. Like, yo, nigga, this what it is. That's what it is. You feel me?
Right.
You know, so, big shout out to Buzz. I learned a lot from him. I learned a lot from different engineers like Enzo and all them guys. Yeah, like
to 88 to Erico,
88 Keys. You know? I learned a lot.
I feel like you can only like
my twin. 88 Keys is my twin, by the way. Everybody won't know. If you don't know who that is, look him up. You're gonna see like, damn, Shorty really is his twin. On God, 88 Keys. You know what I'm saying? Just all them guys, Malik.
Shit, yeah,
I feel like in that environment,
Malik. Yeah,
if you don't learn nothing, like you just like, what are you doing there? Like you know, all them creatives. It was almost, it almost reminded me of
shout out Boo.
When J. Cole did that like house with all those artists that came in and they just it was like a creative thing. It kind of reminded me of that. Like they're filming it. You got all these like top tier creatives, and it's just like, you know, just feeding off each other.
Yeah,
it had to be like a creative high almost that whole time.
It was, especially like working with like, it was like a full circle moment when we worked on Off the Grid for me, because it was like Kanye came and he introduced Fabio Foreign to me, because Fabio has spoke on this, when I'm finna spoke on, he spoke on this on Hot 97, Breakfast Club, all that type of stuff. But on God, like he came and he was more so brung Fabio to meet me and shit, and brung us to meet each other, and he was just like letting Fabio know, like, you know, this the guy who created like that drill music sound. And we had DJ L out there too. Mm-hmm. Oh God, that's the other person who created this particular strain of the sound of drill. I'm not saying I created drill culture and you know, smoking on ops and all that. And I ain't saying that. I'm not from Dro City or nothing. Mm-hmm. But when he come down to them, all that, that feeling that is still going on right now, even 10 years later or something,
mm-hmm.
that stuff, that juke mixed with footwork, mixed with hip-hop, trap, like, me and DJ L is the ones who, you know,
mm-hmm.
put that together like that. And shout out to Chop and all the other guys as well. But, you know, so it was like a moment when we all got with each other and some and to introduce to him, who's the highest tier of that genre of the new New York drill and mm-hmm. all that in the world. Like R.I.P. Pop Smoke, like all them that's his guy. Like them guys was like how we is. Like them guys came up together, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, to introduce to him and we worked on that song and we got some other stuff coming out too. You know, and my boy AA and all them, like, you know, it's these Arab guys who cold as hell. And we had a lot of conversations about Islam and stuff like that. We were just connecting on other levels too, you feel me? And, man, it was such a full circle moment, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember me and DJ L sitting up at Pierre crib, goddamn it, while DJ L was in college, all type of shit. I don't even go to college. I used to come on to the campus parts and all that and be trying to serve motherfuckers, all type of shit. And me and bro, we was making beats and stuff in there, doing this exact thing and all that, giving each other pointers on how to rattle them and rattle the stuff. And, you know, so it's crazy when you look back and when you think about a lot of those guys right now who are doing that sound, like they was like a little kid or something back then. Yeah. This is what they learned from, how to make music. You know, that just was dope. Like, we was really, like, to see this thing that I was doing at that moment or just, like, at my mama crib or something like that, and people was like, that's hard. What was that? What did that mean? Mm-hmm. I don't get it. Like, they didn't get it at first. To see that being brought to the biggest stage in the world, like, far as hell when they was trying to down our shit and down our subgenre and say that this was a phase or wouldn't last and all that. Felt real good.
Yeah.
Real good.
Prove the haters wrong and shit.
Prove yourself wrong sometimes. Sometimes you be the hater in the mirror, your own self-doubt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Do you still deal with that? Like, even till, like, to this day? Self-doubt? Yeah. Or have you gotten over that at this point?
I don't think nobody could fully just, you might have your moments a little bit or sometimes, a little, maybe, in the subconscious or somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't really see it at the front of my mind much.
Yeah.
I know what? I don't got self-doubt. Sometimes I have doubt in motherfuckers in relation to myself.
Mm.
I never had doubt in what I'm talking about or how I'm finna pull it or something, but sometimes I had doubt how people sometimes could value me or something.
Mm.
Or if they could see what I'm talking about or see the potential of what I'm trying to bring to the table or something. Right. And I cling to those who do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we got our own tribe. You feel me? We all look at each other like that. So
same
ain't no room for self-doubt when you surround yourself with all that.
Yeah, the same way you believe in yourself, you believe in the people around you.
Yep. It's just you only important. Put people around you who you believe in. And it's not about talent, because this is not no damn talent show or skills or capability assessment. Because if it was, then we'd know everybody that's at that one American Idol by the second place runners, all that. Or everybody at Juilliard or something from the class or whenever, they'll be the top of the charts. Because they talented as hell. Because sing, dance, act, be like doing fucking all type of shit, batons, all everything.
Yeah.
They ass not on that all the time. So it's not a talent show. It's some things that's inside you that gotta, that gotta, you know, poke through.
Yeah, facts. What so if you guys could talk to yourself 5 years ago, the person you were 5 years ago, what would you tell yourself?
Stop fucking with these bitches. Stop getting into relationships, goddammit. It's slowing you down,
facts.
Bro.
Relationships is...
Yeah, relationships is, yeah.
That's good advice.
I'm at liberty to not say that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say that as well. Yeah. But at the same time, on God, you get the right one, though. She's going to heal you. Not heal you in terms of some things that you should have already healed in yourself. She gonna heal you in some ways that you didn't know you needed to be healed. It's certain things you can't get by yourself. You can't get from your guys. You can't get from hoes on the street. You're gonna need them certain things. And that's the one
I mean, at the end of the day, they were all valuable lessons learned. Shit, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Things that you have to go through to learn, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. I probably would have never learned that shit.
Yeah, but we all know those guys that are, like, super talented or had their shit going, and then they got a girlfriend, they got her pregnant, or whatever the case is, and now they're just, you know, doing their 9-to-5. Yeah. You know what I mean? I would say
just keep going. Don't worry so much.
That was me.
Just,
yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
You got, I mean, that was me. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
In another lifetime.
Okay.
No, this lifetime, yeah, for sure. Oh, okay. But it felt like lifetimes away. Oh,
right,
God.
Right.
No, I was.
Oh, you
I
got kids.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, how many kids you got?
Love it.
See,
what a passion.
Yeah. See, it could. Did it, when you had kids, it geared you up, right? Like it had to like take you to in your mind to another level, right? Because now you got responsibilities.
Man, I've been a parent as long as I can remember.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? My big daughter Nevaeh, she's about to turn, goddamn it, 13. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My middle daughter, she just turned 9.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? October 4th, a real light. You know, my son, goddamn it, he 5. We're finna be 5.
Oh, you got kids. Damn.
Yeah, I got kids. Damn. I love them all.
Dope. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's one of them, not one of those. Sometimes, like, I mean, they motivate me because everything I'm doing is for them.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it might be, like, other voices that try to maybe sometimes tell them other things. Like this is something that's like, over them at times. When really, like, for them, when they get older and things like that, they gonna know even more.
Yeah,
and you know they already get certain benefits from this shit, certain cool things that just happen. Like they get different aspects of life. Like me and they mom, like they've seen things that neither me or her didn't grow up to be able to even understand or experience. Even right. So far, even before it's like super rich and famous, like just off the level of information that we understand or different, you know, life paths that. You know, we've chosen, like, my daughters, you know, my son, they done got on airplanes and stuff like that. I had to do things in my life as a person. My life path had to take me on all that type of stuff. So, because I didn't have my mind wasn't even open to know that's a thing that you can even have available. They don't think about it like that. To them, that's normal. Like, where you at today?
Right.
And that's how they going to be when they get older. The world is smaller at that point. It don't feel like such a big world when you really just realize that this shit ain't nothing but, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. That's beautiful, bro. For real, like, I don't have kids. You don't have kids either. I want kids. So,
yeah,
hearing that perspective is
doing
like...
I'm doing this shit for when my kids have kids.
Yeah, facts.
Yes, sir.
Facts, bro.
H-O-L.
Facts. Well, it's safe to say the price went up. Yeah?
Angel investor.
What's the price for a Fireman feature?
That's also got them co-produced by Fireman. That's the one right there. I'm for new.
Okay.
That's the one I forgot to say earlier.
Yeah.
I usually be having to put a list or something in front of me with my phone dad though.
AKA just hit Fireman for the price.
Yeah, for sure. Well shit, I mean look, what time we at? Yeah, we over at about an hour, but it was great to have you guys here, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Is there anything else you want to chop it up about?
Shout out to everybody. Yeah. What's up?
My bad.
Go ahead. I was just saying shout out to everybody involved. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it wasn't just me and him. Like I said, everybody had a role to play as a team effort, you know? Shout out to Kanye West, you know? Thank you. Appreciate you. Love you, bro.
Love you to death.
Yeah. Yes. Don't treat these guys weird when you see them out, all right? We went to First Friday, this event downtown. Mm-hmm. And it was just me and him. Yo, people were treating this man weird, bro. it was like a celebrity thing. Yeah, it was definitely interesting to see.
It's not weird, but it's interesting. It's interesting to see people.
Yeah, just be regular. We're cool. Yeah.
I mean, they don't mean no harm. They just
I
love it. At the end of the day, it's like I'm not anybody you can't talk to.
I want to shout out to K Cash. I want to shout out to her new project that just dropped. Shout out to E Dawg. Happy birthday to my brother E Dawg.
Happy birthday.
You know what I'm saying?
Scorpio
I
want
to
gang.
Say early happy
Scorpio
birthday
gang.
To myself, November 15th.
Hey, Scorpio.
You feel me?
Early birthday for myself, you know, November 21st.
Yes, sir.
Damn, we got a whole bunch of birthdays today.
There's a lot of Scorpios in A2F. There's a lot of hoolies that Scorpios.
I get along with Scorpios very well. I'm a Cancer. So, you know, a lot of the girls that I end up talking to, they're Scorpios.
Scorpios?
Yeah. Dude, I got a booked up month this month.
Shout out to Scorpio girl.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, it was a pleasure to have you guys on,
Lots
man.
And all that.
Sir, appreciate you.
My door's always open, man. Like I said, you guys are a real inspiration. Like, both of you is like, just being able to know you guys and hit you whenever is like, you know, super dope and super inspiring to me, you know, on my journey with this podcast. So, you know, it's definitely
going to the moon.
Yes. Thanks,
bro. Speaking it now. Facts. More. Yes. This is going to be the biggest thing on earth. This is doing nothing but expanding.
Yes.
You heard it here first,
it's
man.
It's doing nothing but growing.
Yeah. Appreciate we just going to keep us, on, man,
you feel me, building this up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to see what you guys got going next. I'm excited to, you know, just let the journey keep unfolding, keep manifesting, and, you know, like, just being trailblazers, being inspirations to the youth. And, you know, it's beautiful to have you guys as friends and have you guys come here. You know, my door's always open.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
On the show, outside of the show, whatever it is, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Much love, bro. Till next
much
time.
Much love.
Shout out to Free Doty.
Free Doty.
Goddamn it.
Gotta get the shout outs.
All the hoolies, you feel me?
HOF.
Shout out to Goddamn K Cash. Shout out to Quellinger, bro. I'm not finna name everybody because that's how many people. I don't want
to
do it.
Shout out to Quellinger. I'm following him on IG.
Shout out to you. Shout out to Tanesh. Shout out to Junction.
Shout out Junction. Yeah,
I am True Star.
Angel.
Fuck with us.
T. Louie.
Yes, sir. Shout out Bennett. You know, everybody. Shout out Shadow. Everybody at Junction Sound.
Yeah, facts.
Long live, man. Yes, sir.
Credits roll. Much love, man. Till next
time.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
peace.
Sir.
Hell yeah. It's the East Square Podcast. Peace. Yes.
Everything.